All right, so this is woke news,
yeah,
as we know.
Yeah.
And this story was interesting because we were talking about it a little while ago when we were going to do our show, but you had to have only that race can make fun of that race, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
And I was half joking, but that's actually kind of a thing. Now there's a deal with you can't make a food unless you're that culture.
Yeah, that is never going to fly with me. You can suck it. That makes me so damn mad when I hear that. Like, that to me, that's racist. You know what I mean? I don't think it's not cultural appropriation.
I don't know if it's racist, but it's stupid.
Like, I hear people say it all the time. Like, I don't want a white guy making my sushi. Shut up. What the
Although
hell is that?
I will say, I've heard you talk about barbecue.
It's a joke. When I say I don't want white people making my barbecue,
yeah,
that is clearly a joke. Because
yeah,
I know multiple yeah, yeah, pitmasters, and it's probably 50-50 white and black.
Right.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's this woman, Roslyn Talusan. Now, she's a Filipina-Canadian, and she's written for Vice, of course.
Okay.
Refinery 29, mm-hmm, the AV Club, among uh-huh, other publications.
Good for her.
She sparked a controversy after she publicly called out white author Pippa Middlehurst. Now, her crime? What was Pippa's crime? She wrote a book about dumpling and noodles.
Pardon?
Yeah. The tweet said, why did a white woman...
Oh, my God. That's racist!
...write a cookbook about dumplings and noodles? She tweeted that to her over 10,000 followers on Sunday, along with a photo of Middlehurst's face, an act which triggered a storm of hateful and racially charged messages towards the white cook.
Unbelievable.
Her post quickly came under fire, and the journalist was accused by many of harassment and racism towards Middlehurst, who attempted to defend herself in a thread by saying that she was not going to justify her career to people online. Now, instead of apologizing or attempting to iron out the cultural appropriation drama, Talusan attempted to portray herself as the victim of harassment from, quote, Nazis.
All
and
right,
even profit from the incident.
What an asshole.
On Tuesday, the journalist posted a new tweet complete with a PayPal donation link and asked for contributions, writing, quote, therapy costs me $130 a session. Man. And I'm going to need it after almost 48 hours of harassment of Nazis.
Oh, boy. And this Nazis.
According to screenshots that were posted online, she made her account private.
Oh, man.
Raging the
woke war.
She
brought this upon herself because she's being a dick face. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. And look, if you want, like, the racist stuff to stop, everybody has to stop. All right? You can't just pick, like, what you think is... Like, I don't see how society... anybody would think what she did was cool. It's a douche move. This lady's talking about chicken and dumplings. By the way, I don't even know what culture made chicken and dumplings.
I don't
care.
I think it was Asia, right?
I don't know.
Because
there's so many versions of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I
thought it was Southern.
That,
I thought it was a Southern thing, but I don't know.
I always heard that noodles came from China. China.
That's what I heard. And then I heard they went to Italy. But guess what America is? It's a melting pot of every culture. And we're supposed to share each other's cultures openly. Like, in food? It's so stupid. I was watching Beat Bobby Flay today. And he went up against a white chef whose signature dish was Kung Pao chicken.
Mm.
And Bobby Flay goes, wow, I wouldn't expect that from you. Why is that your signature dish? And the guy goes, well, I mean, I started off as a French chef. You know, I studied French cuisine, but I'm very passionate about Asian food. I love it. So my wife and I started experimenting with recipes, and this became my signature dish. And they had two Asian chefs judging the competition, and they loved his food. Nobody had a problem with it. It's so stupid. Like, are we going to start saying that Eminem can't rap anymore? Are we going to start saying
Yeah, I've heard that.
Is Darius Rucker not allowed to sing country?
It doesn't usually work.
Well, it needs to. If you're going to be a racist, be a racist against everybody, and that's what this writer was. She's starting this Twitter attack because a white lady's talking about chicken and dumplings.
Wrote a book about it.
I know.
What a sheen.
What a racist she was. Do you think when she wrote this book, she was being malicious towards another race? Because that's what racism is, right? When you're effectively trying to oppress another race, right? Isn't that what racism is, the definition?
Let's look it up. I mean, it changes.
I think
a lot,
prejudice is when you don't like another race. But when you're trying to oppress another race, then that's racism. She made a cookbook about chicken and dumplings.
Prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people
antagonism.
On the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group. I guess you could say her thing was racist because she's calling out a white woman.
She's racist.
Right.
But the noodle lady wasn't.
No,
this Filipino-Canadian lady's completely racist.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to affect this lady's cookbook.
Even if she's not racist, she's just an asshole.
Complete. And I don't see how you can do that. And anybody of any culture look at that and go, yeah, cool. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you hate white people. And there's a lot of people that do. And that's fine. But if you read that tweet, you go, all right. Come on, lady. Yeah, that's a stretch. You're being a jerk off.
I was reading one of the Nazis that was harassing her online was a black woman named Miss Pinky Thoughts. And she said, basically what you said, she says, how is chicken and dumplings racist? She says, I guess I can't make tacos or spaghetti either.
Right.
When did it become racist? Is my bro racist for being a French-trained chef? You chose to find offense where there was none. You're disgusting.
Exactly. You're trying to, anything you can do to attack somebody. You're the problem. You're a scumbag. We got a message on the Johnny B Show Instagram from Terry that says chicken and dumplings come from Quebec, apparently. Who knows? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't care. Okay. I don't care. It's so dumb. If I was Irish and apparently the DNA test I took says I'm partially I am, you know? I'm supposed to be British and Irish and all that. But if somebody, if a Chinese person made a Reuben sandwich, I wouldn't flip out. I'd be like, well, I hope it's good. I want to taste it. You know what I mean? I'm blown away.
I don't want anything to happen to this, stupid bitch.
I do. Not physically.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not physically.
It stinks that, she probably was getting berated online. I'm sure some mean things were said to her, but this is what I don't like about that side of the spectrum is they're able to just say whatever they want.
Right.
And the minute you go, wait a second, you go, Nazi, you're harassing me.